Kilauea's spectacle has kept Hawaii Island helicopter tour companies busy, even as it has reignited protests from area residents in the Hawaii Island Coalition Malama Pono, an organization that has been seeking relief from what its members describe as incessant helicopter noise. Daryl Suarez is a founding member, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Has it gotten worse since in the last couple of months?
Actually, it's kind of shifted. Now that the new vent is in Leilani Estates, the people in Lower Puna are being victimized by hundreds of overflights a day to see the new lava fissure.
Hundreds?
Yeah, hundreds of overflights. We've had one person that just sent us an email just a few days ago. They had received 90 overflights in one day.
Okay. How are you documenting those?
It's very difficult to document the overflights because, as everyone knows, the FAA advocates on behalf of the airline industry. Even though they claim to be independent, they really advocate on the behalf of the airline industry, and they make it very difficult. As an example, all aircraft are equipped with transponders, but these helicopters are able to turn off the transponder so that the public can't actually follow their path or count the number of overflights that occur on a daily basis. So it's difficult. The only way we have to document these overflights is to actually get out into your property and actually film or photograph the aircraft flying over your property.
Run that by me again about how everyone knows about the FAA.
Well, everyone here on the Big Island, especially on the eastern end of the Big Island that lives close to Kilauea, knows that no matter how often you call the FAA and no matter how often you complain to them, they keep saying that noise is not something they regulate and that there is nothing they can do about the noise. We've contacted the state, the health department. We keep getting the same response that no one regulates the noise, although the noise has a significant impact on the residents that live here.
You folks, I believe you folks had a meeting with some of the tour companies in a couple of years ago, didn't you, to try to resolve this? What came of that?
Yes, we did. In October of 2016, we had a meeting with all the representatives of the tour companies, and we showed them videos of their impact. We gave them testimony of the people that were impacted, especially people that suffer from PTSD. A lot of them feel like they're back in the war again. And nothing came about it. They said, we hear you, we're going to do something about it, but nothing really has come about any kind of a change.
What change would you like to see?
Well, what we'd like to see is we'd like to see the tour companies take more responsibility to fly in areas that are state or federal land or offshore and not over residential communities. They fly over residential communities because, in my opinion, a lot of the people that travel in the aircraft, they don't want to see forested treetops. They want to see beautiful people, beautiful estates that people have maintained. And, they want to see that kind of a vista and not just the forested land. So the tour companies make it a point to fly over a lot of privately owned land, and they use that land as part of their tour package to show their paying customers the beautiful landscapes of the eastern end of Hawaii Island.
Well, why would that be? You described earlier in our discussion hundreds of flights. I don't understand why that would be difficult to document with, iPhones able to shoot video, that kind of thing. Hundreds of flights would, I think, be quite a sight.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. The Kilauea Volcano National Park receives more overflights than any other national park in the United States. They get over 15,000 flights yearly. And that translates into approximately 80 flights in and out of the park on a daily basis. And this has already been published on different TV stations when they've done documentaries over this problem. So it's a well-published, documented information that there is over, an average of 80 flights in and out of the park every day. So we know that there are a lot of flights, and, you know, we know that it's very difficult for somebody to be out in their yard all day long photographing these aircraft flying over their property.
Well, if the problem as intense as you describe, I would just wondering why there isn't, more definitive information that you can, because we've gone from hundreds of flights to 90 in a day to 80. You know, what's the number? I mean, I would think that someone could document that.
Yeah, that's the big question. No one really has any documentation. We've actually gone to the Hilo Tower, and they actually keep logs of all of the aircraft that take off and land at the airport, but they don't give out that information. It's even though we've submitted disclosure information asking them to disclose that information, we have never gotten any kind of information to verify the total extent of the amount of aircraft that fly over us on a daily basis. So it's really difficult. The FAA is not very cooperative in that in providing that information. And, it's kind of, we have to look at other ways to verify that information.
Well, how many people are part of this organization that you're in?
I would say pretty close to about 1,000 people. We've had over 1,000 complaints filed between Change.org petition that's on our website, which is HICOP.org. And we've also sent hundreds and hundreds of complaints to our congressional delegates. And we've also sent over 100 complaints to the health department. And yet everyone basically just says, we're doing something about it, we're working on it. In fact, the congressional delegates just notified us recently that they've asked the tour companies to create a complaint site, a website, so that people could contact them directly to complain about these problems, which is ludicrous. I mean, it's like asking the fox to guard the hen house.
Well, Daryl, I would think that, next steps might involve some sort of effort to get some facts and figures here.
Yes, the facts and figures, the basic information that we do have, which is reliable, is the information provided by the National Park Service, which shows the overflights in and out of the park, because these tour companies, they pay the park to fly over them. So they charge like an entrance fee for every helicopter that flies over them, and then they ask the tour companies to document these flights. So there is not sufficient FAA support on this island to really be able to come up with an adequate, with a number that can be really verified. And for the general public to verify this number is very difficult.
Well, that's so it seems. Daryl, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Daryl Suarez is a founding member of the Hawaii Island Coalition Malama Pono. We have reached out to Paradise Helicopters, a Hawaii Island tour company, whose representative was not available for today's program, but we're going to run a response from the company tomorrow.